of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House tariffs kick in a week from today, thanks to another executive order signed by President Trump. ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
With this executive order set to go in effect 7 days from now, there will soon be higher tariffs on virtually all of America's trading partners, the highest in nearly a century. Most economists say that means higher prices for almost all foreign-made goods sold in the United States.
President Trump ordering a 35% tariff on goods from Canada. That goes into effect immediately. Trade negotiations with Mexico will continue for another 90 days. Last weekend, the president said he was giving Russia 10 to 12 days to implement a ceasefire in Ukraine. Overnight, 31 people were killed in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv in missile and drone attacks, including 5 children. A teacher who police say stabbed a mom and dad to death on a hiking trail in Arkansas will have his initial court hearing today. This is ABC News. A former president speaks to lawyers.
Speaking at a National Bar Association gala in Chicago Thursday night, former President Biden took aim at President Trump without mentioning his name.
Oh, get ready, folks. This is just starting.
The former president said he's proud to have appointed judges that do their best to uphold the Constitution, adding,
I wish I could say the same for the executive branch. He seems doing his best to dismantle the Constitution.
These were Biden's first public comments against Trump's White House since leaving office. Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Trump planning to break ground in September on a new $200 million White House ballroom, complete with crystal chandeliers, marble floors, and gold trim. A week-old 30-year-old, a newborn baby, was conceived in a lab back in 1994, and the embryos kept frozen from then until now. Was born to adoptive parents in Ohio last week. His name is Thaddeus. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort savings and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. 1 Kings 3:9. One person shared, my childhood friends and I used to talk about wishes. We would ask, what would you wish for if you had three wishes? Our responses then might have been that we wanted all the ice cream we could eat, or when we were a little bit older, to be attractive, popular, or talented. And there is always money. That can easily come to mind at any age. As adults, perhaps health, freedom, happiness, or other benefits that we can easily take for granted might be mentioned. How many people desire wisdom? Yet God's word plainly declares that He will answer if in faith we ask Him for wisdom. He also lets us know the importance of asking with the proper motive and putting others rather than ourselves at the center of our desires. Let us purpose to sincerely ask God to give us wisdom for this day. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and I hope you're having a wonderful start to your Friday. Wildfire smoke, it continues to affect the upper Midwest. The upper Midwest has some of the worst air quality in the entire nation due to those ongoing wildfires in Western Ontario, Manitoba, and other places in Central Canada. And for the next several days, it looks like wildfire smoke will continue to cause issues for those who are more sensitive to the particulates in the air. That's why an air quality alert remains in effect till at least noon on Friday. That could be extended, and it will cause the hazy looking sunshine, maybe looking cloudier at times due to the thickness of the wildfire smoke aloft. In other news, the drought report came out yesterday. Things looking pretty good for Wisconsin. Quite dry in the west, and over the next several days, a surface high will be over the Midwest, and that'll keep our weather quiet. So even though we'll have this pesky smoke, at least it'll feel comfortable, and it will be dry. And in the west and the southern United States, that's where there will be more showers and thunderstorms. Particularly out west, they could use some rain. So your forecast, up to 77 today with that hazy looking sunshine due to high level smoke. The wind will be light out of the east. Tonight, a hazy sky due to continued wildfire smoke. Patchy fog after midnight, a low around 51. Another day of hazy sunshine on Saturday, up to 79. The wind light and variable. And Saturday night, a hazy sky in some areas, otherwise mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, falling back to about 54. Sunday, hazy sunshine. sunshine, up to about 80. Monday, mostly sunny with perhaps some lingering haze because of that wildfire smoke, up to 82. Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, a little more humid, a slim chance of a shower or some sprinkles, possibly a thunderstorm in the later afternoon, 84. Slightly better chances for rain Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-80s and more humidity in the air. Looks like though Friday and Saturday of the next weekend, that's when we would have our better chance overall of some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently, it is 55 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 77. The record high established in 1988 at 101. Record low, 47 in 1947. Last year's high was 87 and the low, 72. Sunset will occur at 8:24 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning at 5:52. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.37. That is steady. No precipitation in the last 24 hours with some hazy sunshine this morning, and after that low of 48, we're at 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports. Coming up, we'll check out some notes on hometown and baseball, details on the Brewers getting ready for a weekend series in Washington as well. This update is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin and by Hillsboro Equipment, along with the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
I am Phil Nee with your sports update locally. Baseball last night, the Home Talent Night League action. The regular season came to an end. It was a win for Cazenovia as they picked up a 10-5 victory against Sauk Prairie. And thus, Cazenovia makes the Night League Home Talent Baseball playoffs. Congratulations to the Reds. Scholesburg-Benton, a 7-0 winner over Hollandale yesterday. It was a win for Dodgeville over Wisconsin Dells, 6-2. And Arena is in the Night League playoffs after a 1-0 victory against Reedsburg. Speaking of Arena, they stay busy this weekend with a Sunday League Home Talent Baseball game, a second-round game, and a matchup at Blanchardville. Manager Nick Larson said it was a total team effort last week in the win against Hollandale.
Yeah, that was really fun, Phil. It was, we got after them, fell behind early, and we had a chance to tie it back up, but it took us a couple innings to get things going, and we had everybody down through the lineup contributed, whether it was base running or stolen bases, courtesy running, big hits, a couple timely steals. It was fun. It just kind of showed what that team's all about.
So Arena plays in Blanchardville this weekend, and I asked Nick about their opponent.
Blanchardville is going to come out strong. They got some good pitching. They got some real good sticks in the lineup. We were kind of in a little midseason funk there when we got them at home. We kind of came off that tough loss against Argyle and then kind of maybe had our tails between our legs a little bit, and they definitely got after us. But I think we're looking to get a little revenge on them and, and hopefully come away with the win.
Blanchardville manager Larry Schlem talked to me about Arena.
I think they had a bad day the time we played them, but I know they can hit. They have good pitching. They're solid. They were really good at the beginning, and we were bad at the beginning. I think we caught them on an off day. So I expect them to be much better, much more ready to go. And I don't think they appreciated how they played that day. I expect them to be ready to go.
The game at Blanchardville can be heard Sunday on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, a pregame time at 12:45. A big weekend for local sports. The Riverdale Community Foundation putting on its annual golf outing. Greg Kinney talked to us about that event going on tomorrow.
It's a huge fundraiser for us. We have been doing it for quite a few years now, and we get a lot of people that really enjoy it. There's no prize money for first place, just a lot of camaraderie and people having fun, and we get to raise money for the foundation. And normally, we're in that $4,000 or $5,000 range by the end of the day. So we are full with 18 teams. It's been kind of a crazy year. We were full early, and then we had some teams drop out, and then we got full again, and we went to 19, and now we're back to 18, which is full, and so we're happy with that. And it looks like the weather's going to cooperate, so we should have a great day.
If you can't golf, you got in too late or whatever, you can still help out the cause, though, can't you?
Absolutely. If people want to stop by, we have bucket raffles, silent auction items. If you just want to stop by and drop off a donation, why, we'll gladly accept that. We have people that will be in the building all day long, and so it's just a huge fun event and really important for us. Last year we gave back $18,944 to the teachers at Riverdale and the students at Riverdale, and so that was our record year for us. We had never gave out that amount, and so it takes events like this for us to keep generating money every year to keep being able to do that, and it seems our number is growing up every year, so we're happy about that. Our grand total for the years that we've been in business is $150,480, so that's a pretty significant number.
That is Greg Kinney, the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation golf outing going on tomorrow at Hickory Grove Golf Course in Fenimore. The Brewers did make one final trade before Thursday's deadline. They sent pitcher Nestor Cortes to the San Diego Padres and received outfielder Brandon Lockridge. They also picked up pitchers Shelby Miller and Jordan Montgomery from Arizona. Montgomery is out for the season. Lockridge put up impressive numbers in AAA, but was hitting only .216 for San Diego. He will be sent to AAA Nashville. The Brewers return to action tonight. Jose Quintana starts the first game of a weekend series against the Nationals. It is in Washington, and the Nationals will counter with Mitchell Parker. Washington is 44-64, fifth in the National League East. Some other notes from baseball. The games going on this weekend. Certainly there were just a handful, just a dusting of games yesterday in the majors, and the trade deadline sparked a whirlwind of activity as well as teams rushed to strengthen their rosters. Most notably, all-star shortstop Carlos Correa reuniting with the Astros. The Padres have been busy acquiring closer Mason Miller. The Yankees added reliever David Bednar. The NFL season kicked off at the annual Hall of Fame game with a moment of silence for the four people killed earlier this week by a shooter who was targeting league headquarters in New York. The gunman also wounded a league employee in the shooting on Monday night. In the game, it was all the LA Chargers as they scored the victory against the Lions. Training camp is off to a slow start for a pair of Packers. Cornerback Nate Hobbs has been disciplined by his head coach Matt LaFleur more than once. Hobbs has been called being too physical while practicing against his Green Bay teammates. In one case, his hit on Marshawn Lloyd sent the second-year running back to the sidelines with a lower leg injury. The team says Lloyd's injury isn't being blamed on Hobbs' hit. Clutch Points reports Lloyd's repeated injury problems may already have him on the team's roster bubble. The Packers have plenty of candidates for the backfield. Also in sports, he looked good in the NBA Summer League that coaches with the Indiana Pacers are now telling reporters it may have landed him a first-round talent after a second-round pick. Cam Jones of the 2025 draft and of the Marquette franchise. GoMarquette.com reports that Jones was a standout in Las Vegas, showing he was a top playmaker during the games. Pacers GM Chad Buchanan calls the former Marquette team leader a gritty, tough, team-first player. That's an update on sports. We'll have more coming up when we chat with Mike Clemens in a moment from WRCO.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere, complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Mike Clemens joins us for our Friday gab session here about sports on WRCO. Well, first and foremost, the Brewers in first place this week again. They're playing some good ball, Mike.
They are, and you know, here's what's unique about where the Brewers are right now. They're a game ahead of the Cubs after taking that series at MFAM Field 2-1. But right now, when you look across the league, you know, with the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Cubs, as some of these other teams have been leading the Astros, the Brewers' winning percentage is 598, or not 593, and so they are 20 games above 500. But they, Major League Baseball said they have the lowest winning percentage now heading into the month of August in Major League Baseball history, with the best record in baseball. So that's, isn't that interesting? That means that right now Major League Baseball is in total parity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In terms of, you know, win-loss and all that. And then yesterday was the trade deadline. So, you know, I was kind of analyzing it this morning, going through the morning papers and whatnot. And you know what? Matt Arnold just did some roster maintenance here, you know. Nestor Cortez is this lefty that they brought in the trade with Devin Williams with the New York Yankees. And in April, he injured on his throwing arm his elbow, a elbow flexor strain, and he's been on the 60-day IL. And, you know, so what they did is they unloaded a guy in their pitching rotation. They picked up a 28-year-old Brandon Lockridge from the San Diego Padres. And so, you know, they exchanged one pitcher too many and instead got an active outfielder. Because right now, Jackson Churio's got a hamstring. You know, Sal Frelick, the right fielder, was out for a little while, about a week or two ago. So they got someone that they can help with the depth of that. But, you know, in some of these trades, Phil, you know, we talk about when they brought in Cortez and they unloaded Devin Williams to the Yankees in his paycheck. You know what else they got in that trade was Caleb Durbin. Well, this is one of your hottest kids on the Brewers roster right now, playing third base and, you know, and coming up with some clutch hits in some of these games that they're winning. So that's it. And then they also, they got two more pitchers yesterday, one that's currently on the injured reserve list for like 15 days. Another one is like a 32, 33-year-old pitcher who's coming back from Tommy John surgery, which is next year. So I think this was sort of last-minute roster cleaning for a couple of teams. But I thought it was interesting the other night as Andrew Vaughn had just hit a grand slam against the Cubs and was rounding the bases. Bill Schroeder on the TV said, you know, everyone says, boy, you know, the Brewers got to do something before the trade deadline. He goes, there's your trade right there. You know, we traded Aaron Savalier to the White Sox, and we got this guy back from their minor league team in Charlotte. And look at him, you know, the productivity that he's had and playing first base. There's your trade that they made before the deadline.
Most definitely. Well, I know you're in Green Bay, Packer camp, wrapping up week two. How's it been going?
Pretty good. You know, they're checking off boxes. They're getting things done. Yesterday was a much-needed day for tight end Luke Musgrave, because you'll remember both he and Tucker Kraft came out of the team in the draft a couple of years ago. Musgrave actually went first in the draft, but he's had some horrible injuries. He had a lacerated kidney a couple of years ago, missed some time. Then he had a bad ankle injury last year that required surgery. And so he's been kind of off to a slow start during the OTAs, the mini camp, and even the start of this training camp. Yesterday, though, he made a couple of spectacular catches. So it seemed like they're finally getting him into the groove, because, you know, you need a backup tight end, somebody behind Tucker Kraft. And as I was looking at the team on Monday, I thought, you know, they got Tucker Kraft at tight end and just really a bunch of other guys. Ben Sims has been around for a couple of years, but, you know, not someone dynamic. Although someone said to me in the sidelines when I brought that up, I think Pete Doherty, who's a writer for the Press Gazette, he goes, well, you know, who's the backup to Travis Kelce? And I thought, oh, yeah, I think it's like Nolan Gray and Robert Tonyan, former Packer, Bobby Tonyan. He's trying out for the team down there. But, you know, you really can't name who the backup is to George Kittle. But whatever, I know that if Matt LaFleur's got two, you know, bona fide tight ends, that's a you know, formation he likes, and a lot of things they could do with Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs at running back with that.
I know that there was an interesting situation. a player had a run lapse. I mean, that doesn't happen in the NFL, does it?
No. I asked a former player that. He goes, I've never. That's something you do, you know, peewee coaches do, or junior high or high school or something. So LaFleur wants this team to be more physical. And so he's, you know, in training camp, and you've got CBA rules, too, with player agreement as to how much contact you can do, certain kinds of drills you can't do anymore, et cetera. But he knows he needs his team to be more physical and more hitting hard. So they were having some live periods. Rasheed Walker has locked down the left tackle position that was once held, you know, years ago now by David Bakhtiari. So he's a starting left tackle all last year. He's now kind of in competition because of some of the guys that they've drafted in the last year or two. He's lining up, and J.J. Enagbare, who's a defensive end, the snap of the ball, and bam, he really hit Walker, the left tackle, hard with pads, and he's grinding and grinding and pushing back and pushing back, maybe probably more than he was supposed to in that drill. But this is 11-on-11. You know, Jordan Love is back there handing off or throwing passes down the way. So the whistle blows, and then they disengage, and Walker says something, follows Enagbare, the defensive player, and he says something to the point where one of the assistant coaches says, you know, 63 to the sideline. And he looks at him like, what? And he must have said something that was so egregious that went past LaFleur's rules of engagement. So LaFleur's over there, you know, with the headset and trying to get the next play called, and he's like, where's my left tackle? Then they told him, you know, what happened, what was said. LaFleur comes running over. This doesn't happen in the NFL. He comes running over as soon as he goes, Sheed, that's his nickname. He goes, take a lap. And he goes to one of the assistant coaches and says, Eddie, make him take a lap. So he's looking like, oh, man. He's shrugging his shoulders like maybe he was the victim in this, but whatever. He starts trotting off. And then Josh Jacobs, the team leader that he is, the running back they pick up from the Raiders, he looks around and he goes like, come on. So he gets Tucker Kraft, the tight end, and about four or five offensive linemen, and they go follow him. And they go to the way up there to the north end of the field, come around. They come back about 4 minutes later taking this big old lap. And it's in front of, you know, thousands of fans watching all this. That doesn't happen. But afterwards, LaFleur said, if he had done that in a game, it would have cost me 15 yards. And I'm not going to have that happen on the practice field. We're practicing as if we're in a game condition. I'm not going to have fights. I'm not going to have penalties like that. And that's his point.
Awesome. The family night for the Packers coming up tomorrow, to me, sometimes that's more exciting than these three boring preseason games that are coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And it's also, you know, it's Packers against Packers. It's, you know, it's not the scrimmage it used to be. Ted Thompson said, all right, enough. I'm tired of seeing Packers hurt Packers. And, you know, Brian Bulaga, you know, had a torn ACL in that. I think it was his rookie season. But folks, and this will be televised. Folks will see, you know, the Packers at their best now, about a week and a half into it. They'll do some scrimmaging. But, you know, you'll also see Jordan Love, Malik Willis, who's looking really good. I mean, the Packers might have the best backup quarterback in the league right now. I'm kind of going to study that over the weekend. But, yeah, you get to see all these players try out. And most importantly is you'll get to see how the wide receivers are against doing some of the new defensive backs they've got, like Nate Hobbs, who is, you know, they picked up from the Raiders. He wears number 21, very physical guy, jams receivers at the line. And right now it looks like it's Nate Hobbs and Keyshawn Nixon as the starting corners. And, Phil, did you see this report earlier this week? Jair Alexander, who the Packers, you know, held out and said, well, sorry, we're not going to pay you that. You're going to have to take a cut in pay. So he went and signed with the Ravens. He was in the trainer's room on Monday having his knee drained.
Oh, boy. Yeah, always injured, it seems like.
Yeah, so, you know, when you hear stories like that, I mean, John Harbaugh announced that from the Ravens, the head coach. And when you hear that, it's like, okay, yeah, Gutekunst made the right decision there, right?
Yeah. Hobbs was in a little bit of hot water for hitting too hard, I heard, in practice, too, wasn't he?
He did. He popped a couple of guys. And he got pulled from the lineup the other day as well. But, you know, he's also from another team, and sometimes they learn about that. I think what he did was he hit a guy who's probably going to be on the roster. And, you know, there's a thing called a camp body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
If you're carefully watching the roster, he hit Marshawn Lloyd, who went down with a groin injury. And this is a kid that they picked up in the third round last year, who spent most of last year injured. We hardly got to know him. And so, like in the third play of practice, he runs off to the left, and Hobbs bangs him one, and he just dropped to his knees. And it turns out he'd suffered a groin injury, maybe a little bit before the play. But, yeah, it's training camp, man. It's just like the TV show Hard Knocks, only right there in person. There's these kind of wild stories every day.
Absolutely. Mike, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. We'll let you get back to it in Green Bay.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us for WRCO Sports on a Friday. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com.
Coming up, our Fresh from the Country salute. It's sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. This song is taken off right away for Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton. We kick off Fresh from the Country with A Song to Sing.
After all this time, running up and down the roads, boulevards and broken dreams,
all the in-betweens, every single high and low.
so good to me. You are a part of me. Baby, you're the heart of me. Together we can write a song to sing. And in that melody, baby, you're the harmony that you just can't find.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up here. You've got a chance to win from Christie's in just a little bit here. Day number five of the Walk with Grace auction is beginning at 10 this morning, too. So get ready. We're hoping to have a big push, a big finish here today to the auction. This song is in the top 10. It's been climbing well for Tucker Wetmore.
Kind of feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a review. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2.
One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. Sunset till I'm sinking tonight. I'm just sinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Counting on a bottle of these memories. They're still floating and it's almost empty. Take the whiskey rain of this century. Drown you out, make it do a U-turn. If it was me, it was up to a girl just like that. I'd take you back in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just sinking 3 words too late. Girl, you're the one that got away. Yeah, in about 3, 2. One time I call you baby. Try to change your mind, 180. I know you probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For them sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just sinking 3 words. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Got away.
Tucker Wetmore in the top 10 with 3, 2, 1. Trivia is coming up. Hey, folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badgers Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our current reading here at WRCO Radio is 59 degrees. We're headed toward a high of 77 at the studios today. An overnight low of 48. That kind of woke me up this morning when I walked out, stumbled outside in the darkness, and okay, where did I leave my coat like in May? I don't remember. I kind of needed it this morning. Trivia coming up. This is a new one from Gavin Lee on WRCO Radio today.
Some old side road, baby, like we used to roll down. Don't take me too long, and I'm long gone. Girl, I can see it all right now. You're sitting in my shotgun seat, 10 bare feet, toes on my dashboard, tapping to a beat, looking so damn good to me. If I could turn back, sweet time. Remembering all those times way back when we'd go over to your mama's house, lay around on the couch, sit around talking at the kitchen table, lost in your pretty blue eyes and your sweet smile. If I could turn back sweet time, baby, I'd turn it back to when you were mine. Turn up that truck radio, our favorite song, sing along. Sweet time, baby, I'd turn it back to when you were mine. Turn up that truck radio, our favorite song, sing along with it. I'm lying, sitting on my tailgate with your hair down, blowing in the Seminole summer wind. Had your Florida t-shirt tie and your waist back then. If I could turn back time, I'd turn it back now.
and Me in 2003. That's Gavin Lee. And I'm Phil Nee. It's a rhyming Friday. All right, well, the trivia question of the day from WRC Radio. In what year was the first iPhone released? Was it A, 2007, B, 2010, C, 2013, or D, 2016? In what year was the first iPhone released? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Some delicious cookies for you. This young lady was in the studio with us yesterday. She's got a good new sound out. Sarah Harrelson and Put Yourself in My Boots. Congratulations to Riley Bray. Wow. I don't know. Anyway, he wouldn't admit it. Congratulations to Riley for knowing the right answer. The year the first iPhone was released, 2007. That goes back that far. That just amazes me because to me, it seems like more of a new thing. And here we are. We're approaching, what, be almost 20 years in a little bit, a couple of years. But anyway, 2007, and the world changed a little bit. For knowing the right answer, we give away a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in beautiful downtown Richland Center.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Nee. I would like to encourage you in the area to please do not go to Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center with Okooch Books and Libations. Please do not go. They have all kinds of vinyl records. I want them all for myself. Mastodon Records has everything, polkas and waltzes, all the way to heavy metal, new artists, and all kinds of stuff. It just makes my head spin. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center if you dare, because I might hit you with my walker. Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. Otherwise, we've got a lot going on. We're going to talk about National Night Out during our morning show get-together today and day number 5 of the Walk with Grace radio auction. You can start looking. There are going to be a few surprises, some additions along the way, that's for sure. And we'll get it started at 10 this morning. If you need a bidder number for the final day, 647-2111 will help you out there. Here's a brand new one from David Vaders.
I read the headlines on my Android. The boy got to tell you now, I don't believe it for a minute. Something smells high up to the heavens. Is it a fake out propaganda? You gotta be awake to see it coming at you. Baby, don't be deceived. Look at it hard before you believe. You're asking, so I'll tell you. Yeah, the truth will set you free. That's straight from the middle test. And you know he knows who's pulling your strings. You gotta want to celebrate hard. Use the good book, yes, you got it. I tell you all this so you can see. The truth will set you free. Tranquility base, but there's some funny business going on. It is right in front of your face. asking me, so I'll tell you, yeah, the truth will set you free. That's straight from the big man. You know he knows who's pulling your strings. You gotta watch out and play hard. Use the gun for the catch you guy. I tell you this so you can see. The truth will set you free.
And the most played country songs across the land this week. Morgan Wallen, Just In Case. Nate Smith, Fix What You Don't Break at number 4. Shaboozy, Good News at number 3. Thomas Rhett, After All the Bars Are Closed at number 2. And the number 1 tune belongs to Tyler Hubbard. It's called Park.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
From the country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
Have a great day, everyone. Stay tuned for the ABC News Update next from WRCO-FM Richland Center with a 60-degree reading. It is 9 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will raise tariffs on all goods imported from nearly 70 countries beginning in a week. However, there are questions about the legality of the trade policies in the first place. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs are facing serious legal challenge. On Thursday, federal appeals court judges grilled administration lawyers, appearing to doubt that the president has the authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval. The administration has already lost lost in the lower courts on this. This is almost certain to go to the Supreme Court.
Posting on social media today, the president is also calling for the Federal Bank's Board of Governors to usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell in lowering interest rates. He also